This is one of the shortest letters Paul wrote while he was in prison in Rome. The letter was addressed to Philemon, Appia, possibly Philemon's wife, a fellow laborer, Archippus, and to the members of the church in his house. Paul sends his loving greetings to them all, and Paul praises God for the way the gospel has been at work in Philemon's life. Philemon is a Gentile living in Colossae and a prosperous Christian, and the church meets in his house. Philemon's slave, Onesimus, has stolen from Philemon and run away. In the time of Paul, slaves had no rights at all. They were at the bottom of the social ladder. They could be treated as the master would, and runaway slaves could even be crucified. The letter doesn't say what Onesimus stole from Philemon, but he ran as far as he could, and that was to Rome. He became repentant of what he had done and came to Paul in prison. He already knew Paul when he was visiting with Philemon and the church in his home. So after a time, Onesimus became baptized into Jesus Christ, and now he was not only a slave, but more importantly, a brother in Christ. He now was to return to Philemon with the letter from Paul and accompanied by Tychicus. Paul wants Philemon to receive Onesimus, not only as a servant, but more importantly, as a brother in Christ. Paul says that though Onesimus was useless in the past, he was now going to be useful. The name Onesimus means useful or profitable in Greek. So now he was our brother, he would become very useful to Philemon in the preaching of the gospel. Next, Paul asks Philemon to receive Onesimus back as Paul's son, part of him, would put pressure on Philemon to take him back. Paul also mentioned in his letter that he will repay Philemon for whatever Onesimus stole from him. How Paul could do this while he was in prison and not earning any money and relying on us by help, I don't know. But he evidently expects Philemon to wipe the slate clear and forgive Onesimus. Paul himself, he could have been in great trouble from the authorities for harboring a runaway slave. So Paul sent Onesimus home to Philemon with this letter, asking Philemon to forgive Onesimus for this crime that deserved punishment. Tychicus also accompanied him, carrying Paul's letter to Colossus and Ephesians. Did the letter work, and did Philemon forgive Onesimus and receive him as a brother in Christ? Yes, indeed. Whether this Onesimus became overseer of the church in Ephesus, we cannot be sure, but in Colossians 4 and verse 9, it says, Onesimus is a faithful and beloved brother. The letter for forgiveness was successful. Onesimus was forgiven by God when he was baptized, and now Philemon forgives him also. Those that have been forgiven must love much. The lesson for us is that we have to forgive also and not have any grudges against our brothers and sisters, to forgive as we want to be forgiven and walk in harmony towards the kingdom together.